Yeah, it's been a whirlwind, to be honest, Jerry. You know, lots of things have happened very quickly, and it's escalated and snowballed. You know, we've done Fashion Week, we've done Paris. I've had a few different media outlets happening as well with television, and the celebrity client list has increased, which is great, and also the Irish market has definitely opened up and are investing in my pizza. So it's great. It's really, really great.
When you left college in 2017, did you have any idea that this would be happening for you? Was this in your wildest dreams?
I didn't, to be honest. You know, like, I suppose you're never really fully prepared for everything that kind of comes your way. And I've been so fortunate with everything that has come my way. You know, I feel a lot to do with the right place, right time. But I suppose the behind the scenes part, it's also very, very intense, and it's a lot of work, a lot of late nights. But it definitely is super rewarding.
I'd say you're putting in some, you and your team are putting in some serious hours.
Yeah, 100%. You know, even when it comes down to doing a show, or the night before, you know, we could be in the studio till like 4 o'clock in the morning. I'd say the people of Ardfort have no idea what's happening.
I can imagine that's the situation. But did you, like, was there a moment in which, and look, it's as you said, it's been frenetic and you're trying to get your head around all that's happened so quickly. Was there a moment in which you thought, yes, you know, this is where I want to be, or this is where I won't say you've made it because you're not resting on your laurels, but that you kind of realized, okay, I'm after stepping up a few gears here and this is amazing?
Yeah, like, I think, you know, you just have to constantly be kind of ready for adaption. You know, it's, I suppose in my field, you know, the fashion industry changes so much, you've kind of be well equipped for, say, different avenues and different projects. So even with the Hard Rock Hotel, although it was my first kind of proper interior-based project, they weren't, I suppose, unlike each other in the way you approach it.
And talk to me about that. When they approached you, you've designed, you know, the first ever Pride-themed room at the Hard Rock Hotel in Dublin.
Yeah, so, like, I suppose when Hard Rock approached me about it, it was quite open. You know, they kind of wanted to create this Love Out Loud campaign room, that the idea is that they would bring in an artist or a designer to, I suppose, reimagine their superior rooms. And for me, like, coming in straight away, I kind of thought maybe I wanted to reflect my own design approach. And I thought it was kind of interesting how they were so, they just kind of said yes to everything that straight away. So it kind of gave me free reins to, I suppose, inject the room with a bit of my DNA as a designer, while also keeping in mind their ethos at the Hard Rock, their kind of musical elements. And I think for me, it does cross over our two worlds, because I would have been working a lot with the music industry, creating outfits. So I kind of, I suppose, was ready for what they might be looking for as well.
Yeah, and that is, I suppose, a side of it. Alongside that, I mean, the work continues. I know, as you said, you're incredibly busy, but that was that a liberating to be able to put your design ideas into an interiors rather than concentrating solely on fashion, which you have been?
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. And it happened really so quickly, Jerry, because the timeline was super tight, and, you know, getting suppliers on board to create something at a very last minute was, was, I suppose, like a trick in itself. But luckily, it did all come together. And it kind of, probably, I learned a lot from it, in the sense of, you know, say, maybe building a set for the next show, you know, having that kind of interior-led, focused idea. I think it kind of, it was really a great moment seeing it all come together. Like, it came together in probably the last hour before the cleaners came in to clean up the room for the photo shoot. But it did come together.
It certainly did. Listen, what is it like, I suppose, operating at the level you're operating in Kerry and being from Kerry?
Oh, I love it. I love being back here, to be honest. You know, everyone in my area is super supportive. You know, everyone is curious to know more about the brand. And I suppose really before I would have been kind of aiming for like the cities, you know, like London and Paris and everything in between. So it's nice to see that we are doing all our production here and then kind of putting it out to the market over in the UK and Paris. So it's perfect for me because I loved London at the time that I was living there, but I felt a bit claustrophobic. So it is perfect to be able to come back to beautiful Kerry and especially Ard Firth. And if I'm ever kind of getting a bit overwhelmed, Vanna Beach is just literally down the road.
Yeah, yeah, and that makes a big difference. Was that born out of the pandemic, or you know, being at the level you're at, you can decide where you want to work, or was it a combination of both, Colin, do you think?
I think, to be honest, it was COVID, really and truly, because the fashion industry at that time had totally come to a halt, and I suppose there was so much uncertainty around it. And then it was only like a year and a half later people started to kind of present digitally, and it just made sense for me to kind of, for now, stay here, but I just haven't left here, which is grand too. And it's actually working so well for me at the minute. You know, I was in Paris the week before last, Spain last week. So it's, you're never too far away from everything, even though being down in Kerry is amazing. Like, I'm up and down to Dublin every second week. So it's, I'm kind of doing a lot of mileage at the minute. I do find that June was a very travel-focused and appearance work where definitely had me dragged all over the place. But it is, I just do love coming back here. I feel kind of back. I feel kind of safe here, and kind of ready to put myself out there again when the time comes.
Yeah, yeah. Look, it's the first Pride team room. Pride has become bigger and bigger every year, Colin. How do you think it is going now in terms of, I suppose, acceptance and celebrating, as well as challenging some of the things that are out there? We are seeing, unfortunately, an increase in attacks on LGBTQ plus people.
I think, you know, we do have a long way to go yet. You know, I think we can't ignore that fact. But I think there are great LGBT activists out there. And, you know, as long as you can have great allies to stand with you when you're talking about these kind of issues, I think that education is key. And I think, you know, Ireland is a great place. We all support ourselves and everyone else in between. But, yeah, I think, you know, bit to go, yes, and I think that's good. I think if we were to rest on our laurels, then something's probably wrong. And it's a worldwide thing as well. It's not just within Ireland. I think it moves outside. However, you know, it is 40 years of Pride this year, so I think I was delighted to have played a small part in celebrating it with the Hard Rock Hotel Room, the Love Out Loud campaign message. But I think, you know, times are moving, but I think there's still a bit that could be done.
Okay, well, listen, Colin, look, it's a fabulous looking room, and thanks very much for and continued success, and thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us this morning.
Thank you so much, Terry, for having me.